we call them EMTs, or emergency medical service.
Mm-hmm.
The valley has an ambulance that they mm-hmm. keep in a garage down here by the school.
Okay.
So if it's an injury that requires that kind of thing, they always call them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's a hospitalization case, why, they're taken to Pueblo.
Okay. Where would they take you in Pueblo?
Probably St. Mary Corwin Hospital is probably a little the handiest, but
okay.
Some of them prefer to go to Parkview.
Okay. Is that the place where people would typically go when they were going to have a baby, too?
Yeah.
One of those two hospitals?
Yeah.
Do people have babies in town at all, or very often?
I don't think so. It'd just be a case of not being able to get to the hospital
right.
in time, I think, would be.
Okay.
They used to have their babies at home. Mm-hmm. In fact, our oldest one was born at home.
Really?
Yeah, right here in Beulah.
Was there a doctor who lived here, or did one come out?
The doctor came out from Pueblo.
Was there a midwife or anything like that?
My mother was there, and your mother was there too. No?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she acted as a midwife,
yes.
more or less?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that something she had done before?
Well, yes. She had 11 children of her own.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure she had before.
And they
but
all,
as far as attending.
I think they were all born at home.
Okay. So she at least had some
experience.
She had
helped neighbors, yes. Yeah.
Was there a certain person in this town at any point that served as a midwife, or would it just be a relative or something?
I don't think there was.
Do you remember?
I don't recall anyone that back that early and starting along in the 40s,
mm-hmm.
There was a nurse here a good part of the time
okay.
that they called on for almost any kind of medical
so
service. Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't sound like that was a big, like there was a certain person, though. Okay. I should ask you this. What are the names for husband that they might use around here? Different names for husband. You could say husband or.
Mostly husband.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Any others come to mind? Think of?
Not right now.
Okay.
I call him various things, you know. But
yeah.
Might not want all that down.
Yeah. What about married? Is there another term for people who are married here? I mean, you could say people are married, or you could say, are there other things you could say for that? For that relationship?
No, I don't think of any.
Okay.
Back in this day and age, say. Live together and don't get married, what do you call that?
I think that's what you said. You go to church pretty regularly?
Yeah, just almost every Sunday.
I'm wondering I'm pretty certain I'm a Lutheran and the services are probably similar. Is there a long sort of speech that the pastor or priest makes in your service?
Yeah, he usually gives us about a 20-minute sermon.
Okay. That's about the right time I hear from people.
Yeah.
Not, 20 minutes is sort of the thing. Would you happen to know what the gospel consists of? Do you follow the gospel in the Methodist Church, too? Do you have a gospel?
Well, we...